Live.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our final program before the holiday, Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman. Thanks for being on with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
So recently, you were reelected president of the Association of ONC Counties. They had their annual meeting. Talk maybe first of all, for folks that might be unfamiliar, explain a little bit about the role of the organization.
So the Association of ONC Counties was founded in 1925 with a single purpose, and that purpose is advocating for the proper use of the ONC lands. ONC lands are a very unique land designation, congressionally designated land that is only in 18 counties in Western Oregon. So from 1925 until today, this organization focuses on those ONC lands. Our organization today is really focused in what we work on is governed by the 1937 ONC Act, which is interesting. It's literally the first Conservation Act ever passed by Congress. So in 1937, the Congress passed this act that talked about using these lands in a way that is a dominant use for timber production, but in a forestry term called sustained yield. So that basically means it can never harvest more on those lands than what they're able to grow in any given year. So very unique set of lands. They're in a checkerboard nature in that they are every other square mile, and they're intermixed with industrial timberlands that are privately owned. The ONC lands were once privately owned as part of a grant program to build the ONC Railroad, which is the railroad we see in the cities traveling down through Douglas County. So kind of a neat history. The organization is a very well-established organization. We work on four things. We work on, of course, legislation, like I just talked about, from the 1937 ONC Act until legislation today that affects these lands. We focus and work on management of the lands, so we work closely with the BLM, who is in charge of managing the lands. More recently, we've got into working on litigation, so our association has been involved in a couple of federal lawsuits, which we've won, trying to make sure the lands are used in the way Congress intended them. And then finally, the fourth thing we work on is educating the public on what these lands are, what the benefit of them, what the possibility is. And we do that work in a variety of ways. Most recently, I had a chance to present to a statewide group called Real Oregon, really the history of the lands. I have former Douglas County Commissioner Doug Robertson join me, and we do presentations about these lands to help people understand what they are.
That's
what our organization does.
Now, you've led the organization for how many years?
So I was lucky enough to be elected to the board my first year here at the county, 2015. In 2016, the commissioners that are part of the association elected me to be on the executive board as the treasurer secretary. And then the following year, 2017, I was elected president. So, and I've been president ever since then. And again, last Friday we had the meeting and I was elected to what will be my sixth term as president of the organization. We have a full-time staff that works on this issue with us. We got an executive board made up of myself, Bob Main, who's a county commissioner, and Coos County is the vice president, and Craig Pope from Polk County is the treasurer secretary, along with each county has a board slot for a commissioner. So it's an organization whose board is made up of county commissioners from the counties that have ONC lands.
And backing up as well, Douglas County has obviously got a long history with the issue and also with leadership in this organization.
Yeah, so the organization was formed by a gentleman named Guy Corden. And Guy Corden had been the assessor here at Douglas County way back when all this started. He went on to do other roles in Congress and other places, but he really founded the organization. We've had Doug Robertson was president of the association for 25 years. Ray Dorner was the executive director for a number of years. And now, of course, I'm president. And interesting, in all those years since 1925, the organization has only had three permanent executive directors. So long-serving executive directors that, and this is a really complicated issue, so that knowledge of that staff and the history of all the legislation and litigation and really the uniqueness of these lands and making sure Congress remembers what they are. Again, they're only in 18 counties in Western Oregon. So even new legislators or new congressmen here in Oregon don't necessarily always know about them. But, you know, part of the work we do in D.C. is educating other congressmen from around the country about these unique lands. They're just different than any other land designation in the whole nation.
Talk about what went on at the meeting, some of the things that took place.
Yeah, so we purposely and luckily were able to get our meeting held at UCC. So we had it in the Lang Center. And we did that, again, purposely because the college has recently developed a forestry program. Douglas County had the opportunity to work through one of our partners and help fund the first few years of that program. Jared out there is doing a fantastic job, and I wanted to make sure county commissioners from around the state understood the importance of us training a workforce to be able to work in the woods. We want this management done, but for the agencies and others to be able to do forest management, there has to be a workforce that has that expertise. So, of course, UCC has a new president. Rachel was able to join us, and I'll say her last name, Pope Grant, and she was very gracious and did an opening and welcomed all the commissioners from around the state. One of the reasons we picked the community college, again, you know, the fact that the forestry program's there and they're doing great work, but also as the fog lifted that day, we were able to see Mount Scott from a different vantage point than we had been able to see it this last summer. Our association hosted a tour with the state director of the BLM and his team, along with the board members of the Association of ONC Counties and some congressional staff up on the top of Mount Scott. So we literally went up into the Archie Creek fire burn scar and had a meeting right on top of Mount Scott. And of course, the Danny Lang Center, is positioned such that you can see Mount Scott right out the window. So it was a nice tie-in and really a reminder of how close this fire came to the communities in Douglas County.
Yeah, talk about the vantage point from up there. I've talked to a few folks who've been up on Mount Scott, and what do you see from there?
So the reason we hosted our meeting and did that tour, that's a piece of ground that's owned by Roseburg Forest Products, and we wanted to hear what the private industry guys were doing post-fire. And, of course, you know, they immediately go in and take all that dead wood, dying wood off of their ground and replant it and create what's going to be a healthy forest in just a few years. It grows back very quickly. And sort of opposite of that is what the public agencies do. And I want to be clear, it's not the fault of the local managing agency. It's not the BLM's fault here locally or even at a state level. The resource management plan that was adopted guides them and tells them and limits them on what they can do. But basically, on all the ONC lands, 80% of it's in a reserve capacity, and nothing in a reserve capacity can be salvaged. So what you see when you're up on top of Mount Scott is these checkerboard areas, these square ownership every other square mile that has now been, you know, harvested off, the dead woods removed, you know, put into, you know, into forest products, made into a valuable product, sold into the market to rebuild homes and other things, you know, they do with the wood, and been replanted. And then you see the public square mile, and the vast majority of it's going to get left. Now, we understand the reasons for that. That's one of the reasons why our association filed a lawsuit when the resource management plan said that 80% of the land will not be managed for sustained yield. We knew that was contrary to the ONC Act, and the judge agreed with us. So we just got our remedy a few weeks ago. The remedy says that. It says that the BLM has to have a new management plan that does not put large block reserves, and that these lands shall be managed under the principles of sustained yield. So we're excited about that. We did get a really good report from the BLM. Again, the BLM, the state BLM, and the local folks, we're not adversaries with them, we're partners with them, right? We share in wanting these lands to be managed correctly. They just have these rules they have to follow. So we had the state director, he was not feeling well, so he zoomed in, Barry Beshu. And then we have the deputy director, Todd Curtis, actually at the meeting, gave a great presentation. I'm proud to say that our Roseburg BLM district has achieved the greatest amount of recovery, even though there was fire, you know, across the landscape and across all the ONC. They've done a fantastic job maximizing what they're allowed to take. Again, it's a small percentage, but they have a relatively small workforce. The state BLM folks moved staff from other areas to the burnt area and focused on what they could do. And they really have, under the circumstances and under the resource management plan restrictions, they've done a really good job. And then, I'm sorry, you want to go to a break and then get back about what the possibilities are?
Yeah, we'll come back in just a moment with Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com. 1247 and News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249, News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Shannon Sebastian with Your Q, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. Inside Douglas County back on Monday. We've got some great holiday programming tomorrow and Saturday. Mannheim Steamroller Christmas Special, other things as well, so keep your radio right here. Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman on with us talking about the annual meeting of the ONC counties held recently out at Umpqua Community College. So take where you are now and look ahead. What do you think is possible for the organization and for these lands?
Well, one of the things we always talk about at our annual meeting and at many of our other meetings is what is possible. And we believe more is possible. So we had Chris Cadwell, who worked for the BLM for over 30 years. He was a big part of developing 4 different resource management plans. He gave his presentation on what it would look like post-fire without the restrictions of the current resource management plan. And it was remarkable, the difference in applying sustained yield management. There's so many different things you can do. You can do, you know, older tree development, so you can grow stands longer and older. You know, you can produce a variety of different values. You can clean up after a fire or a bug infestation and plant a new forest and get it grown again. And I will tell you that there's a stark difference between what the BLM is able to do today and what they're going to be able to do with a new resource management plan. So we're really excited about that. Again, these lands are incredibly productive, and if done right, all the values can be met. And we're excited about the future and how that really is going to be an opportunity to showcase what proper forest management and what sustained yield management can look like. And we believe here in Western Oregon, we grow trees and timber better than anywhere in the world. We believe we have the skills to manage it for all the values. And can do that all that simultaneously. It's not a either-or proposition, and our organization is poised with this lawsuit to work, work in conjunction with the BLM to help get a new resource management plan in place and manage these lands in a way that they should be managed in the way Congress intended them to be managed. So we're really excited about the future. Again, this organization's got a deep history in doing this work, and we think we're an important part of making sure that Congress's intent is followed. We did have the chance to meet a new staff person from Congressman Bence's office. So as people may or may not know, as the redistricting occurs in 2023, a pretty large portion of Douglas County, sort of the southern portion of Douglas County, will be in Congressional District 2, which is currently held by Congressman Cliff Bence, previously held by Greg Walden. Cliff Bence served in the legislature with me. He sent one of his staff members. Most of the rest of the congressional delegation either sent videos or letters that we were able to make sure all the commissioners were apprised to. We work with many of the offices in D.C. Most recently, we've worked very closely with Ron Wyden's office and working on some amendments to some legislation that have been helpful. So, our organization really, a big part of it through the history of the organization is a legislative facing work that we do. So we're excited about that, and we're going to continue to do that work.
Now, when you look at what you do, sometimes in any issue that is controversy attached to it, sometimes it's a forward-backwards motion. With the Biden administration, obviously some changes in policies. How's that impacted things?
Well, certainly there's different administrations. One of the reasons we went the litigation route is because courts really are blind to the current administration or politics. Right? They're about the law. They're about what Congress has passed. And that's really where our focus has been since 2016, making sure that the courts had a chance to weigh in on what's going on. And so that court ruling really is, regardless of the administration, our story is good for either party. This isn't a Republican management strategy or a Democrat management strategy. People that live in Western Oregon that deal with the lack of management on these lands and in the form of, fires and smoke and bug infestation and, being locked out of the forest because it's not safe to be in there after fires, that there's no party affiliation with that impact. So we are proud and happy to tell our story to any administration that's in D.C. And, of course, some administrations hear our story better than others. But that doesn't change the fact that we need to be doing that work. The one final thing before we run out of time I want to talk about is we had our special guest lunch speaker at our meeting, and that was the executive director for Douglas Timber Operators, Matt Hill. He gave a brief explanation of what DTO is, but he spent the vast majority of his time talking about the Archie Creek fire, the impacts of the Archie Creek fire, the catastrophic way the forest is being left and not rehabilitated. And then he's produced these videos, and many people saw in the newspaper a few weeks back kind of a printed version of after the fire. He's produced these videos, and they're, some of them are 4 or 5 minutes, some of them are a little bit longer. And he played, I don't know if it's all of them that he has, but he played a good assortment of them for us. And they were very emotional. And, we have to remember here in Douglas County, we experienced the worst fire, really in the history of our county. But many counties across the state in 2020 had that same experience. And then, of course, last year in Klamath County, the Bootleg Fire, they had the largest fire in the history of their county. So all the sort of the bringing back memories of the fire and the difficulty of dealing with people losing their homes. Some counties had folks that lost their lives, and the continued work on trying to rebuild those areas really was a very impactful lunch. And Matt did such an excellent job presenting that information that, had lots of compliments and lots of comments from the commissioners from around the state. He did a really good job with that, and he's really captured, a point in history that's important. And that all starts with, if these lands are managed better, there's less possibility of that happening. So we need to think about how to manage these lands. Post-fire is very important. Right now on public lands, the vast majority of the dead wood is left. It's left to rot and be the fuel for the next fire. And that is not good for anybody. That's not good for the environment. It's not good for future firefighters to go up there. It's not good for future growing of timber and production and harvest of timber. It's just not a good situation to leave you know, these vast areas of burnt land. And, you know, I will tell you, when they did the resource management plan, the modeling was that there was never going to be more than 5,000 acres burnt in any given year. So when we had these huge fires, the model and the plan doesn't match them. So I know we're running out of time. I want to take just a minute and wish everybody a Merry Christmas. It's been a difficult year for a lot of folks. I sure hope they take some time with their families and enjoy Christmas and you know, try to be safe, but try to enjoy yourself.
Douglas County Commissioner Tim Freeman.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.